This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, dear friends. You should be blessed. It's Erev Pesach, and you're learning Iyun of Masechta Nedarim. Thank you for hanging in there. The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Dalet discusses a woman who is a Shemeres Yavam. She's waiting to do Yivam. And now the question is, can the Shemeres Yavam, can the Yavam be Mefer the Nedarim of this woman who falls to him? So the Gemara says it's a three-way machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, whether you could be made for the Nedarim of a Shemeres Yavam. Maybe these three Tanoim, when they were in Bnei Brak and they were Mesaprim B'Yitzias Mitzrayim, whether they discussed this. After the Talmidim came and they said, Rabbi Seinu, Higi Azman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. So after Shachris, maybe they discussed this. By the way, we said yesterday in Shabbos Haggadah, that why does the Haggadah say that they were Mesubin B'Vnei Brak? And if they were in Eilat, it would make a difference? What difference does it make that they were in B'Nei Brak? Furthermore, what's the significance of Rabbi Seinu, Higi Azman Kriya Shema? So the Chassam Sofer writes in Chelek Gimel, it's also in a footnote in Chelek Aleph, that this was the makom of Haman. Mibnei banav shal Haman loimdin tar b'vnei brak. Now Haman tried to be mevatel matzah. They had a fast that year on Pesach. And if there's no matzah, there's no Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. So in order to rectify the sin of their ancestor Haman, they were mesaper b'yitzis Mitzrayim koloisai halayla. Now what else did Haman try? Haman went to Achashverosh, uvabo iker emar lamelech. He went in the morning. The Al-Kachmani says, mevatel zman kriya shema. So therefore, the Talmidim, who were mnei banav shal Haman, were makbid on zman kriya shema, and they said, Rabbi Seinu, higi zman kriya shema shal shachris. Anyway, but these Tanam also debated whether a Shomeres Yavam could be made for the Nedarim of the woman who falls to them in Yibam. Rabbi Lezer, who says they could be made for, he holds Yesh Zika. But the question is, there is a Tana that holds, even if there are two Yavam in that fall, he could be made for the Nedarim. So the Gemara says we're talking about where the one that you could be made for, you did Maimer to that one. And Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Zika. Okay, fine. So all the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shach, Rav David Pavarsky, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the Stipler Goin, they all ask the following question. Even the man da'amar Yesh Zika, only holds Yesh Zika mid-da'iraisa, but not mid-rabanan. So how would Zika explain how you could be made for the Nedarim of your wife? If Zika's Dairaisa, I could understand the Ishus. Right, Michael, we were discussing earlier whether what allows a husband to be made for the Nedarim of his wife? Is it the fact that he supports her and in lieu of that he can be made for Nedarim? Or is it a reality of the Ishus? So in this Gemara you see that it seems like it's the reality of the bond that allows him Isha Hafiram. It's l'chara, not an exchange for the livelihood. In any event, the Rosh Yeshiva asks, since the conclusion in Yevamos is Yesh Zika is only Midrabanan, why would Yesh Zika explain how you could be made for the Nedarim of a wife? So, let's see if we could get this up on the screen. I think that there are really two aspects of marriage, and therefore there are two aspects of Zika. There's the relationship. There's the relationship, there's the ishus, the marriage, and there's the kinyan. There's the fact that this woman is usher to the whole world. She's your wife, and there's an isra erva to everybody else. That's the ishus element of the marriage. And then there's the kinyan element. You own her. You have a kinyan. You have a certain proprietary right and ownership. There's a financial aspect of it. And what the Rosh Yeshiva say is that Zika therefore has two dimensions to it. It has a dimension of Ishus and it has a dimension of Kinyan. The ability of a person to be mefillin in a nedarim of a wife, that comes from the Kinyan, not from the Ishus. And listen, when we say that Zika, if you hold Yesh Zika, it's Midrabanan, that's only the Ishus is Midrabanan. And therefore, if somebody lives with her, they're not living with a Iser da'iraisa, they're not living with an Erva da'iraisa, they're living with an Erva Drabanan. But the Kinyan aspect, everybody says the Kinyan aspect is full-fledged, that would entitle you to be made for the Nadarim. The Nadarim come from the Kinyan. Let's see if I could, before we see in Reb Shmuel, let's see if I could read what it says. He says that the Rosh Yeshivas say there's the fact that the woman is kanoi to you, and then there's a kurva, a relation between the husband and the wife that's created through the Zika. The ability of Hafaras Nadarim emanates from the Kinyan aspect. The Arayos emanate from the Ishus. So, even according to the Ma'an Dama, Yesh Zika Midrabanan, that's the Ishus and the Isser Arayos is Midrabanan. But regarding the Kinyan, Legabe Hafaras Nadarim, then the Yesh Zika would be Midaraisa. Here, take a look at what Shmuel says. He quotes a Shita Mekubetzes in the Darim, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Bishlama, Bahadim of Warsham, Dilaman Damar Yezika Yachalah Hafer Nadarim, Afilavadai Kosav, Bezevzoshan of Afagav, the Amrinon, the Afilu Beishamai, the Amrinon, Maimer, Koine Kinyan Gomer, Guria Kinyan Yava, Mearusa, even according to the Man Damar, that according to Beishamai, Maimer being Koine, it's worse than a Kinyan Yavam. It's worse than Kinyan Arusa. However, Hani Mili Liyarsha. It's worse than that to inherit her, Ulatamala, because inheriting, this is interesting, inheriting a woman, that comes not from the Kinyan, it comes from the Ishus. Being tummy to the woman is the Ksibu She'eroi, the boy She'er Basar. The Arusa Mikrova Kirub Basar de Tfemi Yavama. She'en Raga Asli Klal, listen carefully. An arusa is considered more of a she'er than a zakuka. A zakuka is not she'er. There's no she'er's basar at all to a zakuka. Therefore, a woman who you're zakuk to, you don't inherit. You can't be metame to her if you're a kohen, because the ability to be metame, the ability to yarshin, that comes from the ishus. Aval inyan afaras nedarim l'man damar yesh zika olam kinyan yava mi kinyan arusa. There are two aspects of Zika. There's the aspect, and there are two aspects of marriage. There's the Ishus, the She'er Basar, and there's the Kinyan. The She'er and Arusa is more of a She'er even than a Zakuka. Pinchas, we were discussing this, that an Arusa, do we think that maybe something happened? You see here, the Shittim is saying openly, there's more She'er Basar by Arusa even than a Zakuka. Tumah, the Dine Tumah, and the Dine Yerusha are dependent on She'er, on Ishus. Masha'in Kain Hafaras Nadarim, that's a Din in Kinyan. Then the Zakuka is more of a Kinyan even than an Arusa. That's amazing, because an Arusa, you did a Kinyan. It's almost counterintuitive. Somebody were to ask, what is Erisin and what is Kedu, what is Nisuin? Erisin, you would say, is the Kinyan, and Nisuin is the She'er Basar. But here the Shita is saying there's more She'er Basar by the Erisin than a Zakuka, but there's more Kinyan. You wouldn't have expected that because Ha'isha Niknes B'Shloisha Drachim, Kesher Shambia, that's the full Kinyan. But still, I guess the Kinyan of Ishus is stronger by a zakuka. Hare mavur medir hashin rezim andamer yesh zikol advar manoyim din kinyan yesh la kinyan kinesua. Wow. There's a kinyan of nesu. There's a kinyan of a nesuin by a zakuka that you don't have by an arusa, but only regarding things that are connected to kinyan. Udvar matuim b'shem she'er eina afilu ka'arusa. Look at the unusual status of a zakuka. It's a very unusual status. Regarding ishus, there's less ishus than arusa. Regarding kinyan, there's almost kinyan kinanasua. And therefore, you could be made for an adarim. That's again, this is in the Manda Amar Yesh Zika. We say Ein Zika. Says Udvar Matum Bashem Sher Ina Afil Karusa, Umir Bashidik Nazasham in Mavuri Kamnazal Din Zika Ba'alma Ilin Zika Kiknusa Midaraisa. The Hein Hein Advarm Shabi Arna, this is what we explained. The Zika have a Kinyan Avaloi Ishos. Okay, that's the small point that I want to share with you this morning. And stay tuned for this week's Daf HaShavua schedule. Definitely Monday night. Whether we do Sunday night or Tuesday night, stay tuned. Okay, Hatzlacha. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.